Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU, and it's time for Act Locally Waco.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco. Thanks for having me, Brody.
Welcome back. Love having you here. Two huge events downtown this weekend. Let's start off with talking about those.
First, of course, is the Big Mama Spring at the Silos, which started yesterday and will continue through tomorrow at 6. This Shopapalooza has spawned several other markets around the downtown area, including the Spring Merchant Collective at 8th and Jackson, Savage Fine Spring Flea Market at 6th and Jackson, and Lulabelle's March Market Days in the Live Oak Classical School parking lot at 4th and Webster.
And tomorrow in Heritage Square, the Texas Food Truck Showdown.
Right. Food trucks from all over Texas will converge on Waco to tempt your taste buds. Competition and public voting will take place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. During that time, tickets will be $5 apiece for a 4-ounce signature dish from the truck of your choice. Food trucks open with their full menus from 4 to 8 p.m.
There will also be a pop-up market with local vendors, kids' zone, live music, and all kinds of fun.
Nevertheless, if you intend to make it your life goal to avoid the downtown crowds tomorrow, we have some ideas for you for that as well.
East Waco Library on Elm Avenue is offering life-size Candyland at 2 p.m. And West Waco Library on Bosque is offering yoga for kids, also at 2. Both of those events are free.
Or what about a peaceful afternoon at the ballpark? Baylor and the MCC Highlanders are both playing baseball tomorrow. The Highlanders play a doubleheader against Vernon beginning at noon. Tickets are $2. The Baylor Bears play Cal Poly at 3. Tickets are $7.
The folks at Art Center of Waco are going to be especially busy this week. They're hosting an art expedition in their mobile gallery at the Food Truck Showdown Saturday.
The expedition will include the Transitions exhibit and fun, free art activities for all ages, in addition to an exhibition scavenger hunt. Then on Thursday, you're invited to their signature fundraising event, Table Toppers. If you have never been to Table Toppers, it is a delightful and colorful champagne luncheon featuring tables decorated by local designers, businesses, organizations, and schools. Guests can visit each table to enjoy the amazing displays while learning about the various organizations. There will also be live artists providing firsthand examples of their creative processes and silent and live auctions featuring original artwork, trips, jewelry, and other fun prizes.
All of this takes place on Thursday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and tickets start at $80.
In other art-related news, the Baylor Department of Art and Art History invites you to a public lecture on The Pursuit of Wonder. The speaker will be Helen Hibert, a Colorado artist who constructs installations, sculptures, films, and artist books using handmade paper, thread, and light. Her most recent installation, The Wish, is a giant dandelion sculpture at Huron Street Library in Thornton, Colorado. So it does sound like she knows a thing or two about wonder. The lecture is Wednesday from 5 to 7 in the Hooper Schaefer Auditorium 149 in the Hooper Schaefer Fine Arts Building on Baylor campus.
We've also got some pretty special music in town this week.
That's right. Tomorrow night, the Waco Jazz Orchestra presents That Mancini Magic featuring Cecil Welch. Mr. Welch performed with Henry Mancini for 18 years. As an international solo trumpet artist, he has performed in venues large and small, including personally entertaining President Jimmy Carter for 2 birthday celebrations. The Waco Jazz Orchestra show will take place at the Hippodrome at 7:30. Tickets are $15 to $30, depending on your choice of seats.
On Thursday, the Baylor School of Music continues their Distinguished Artist Series with a performance by the Juilliard String Quartet.
Founded in 1946, this chamber group is widely known as the quintessential American string quartet. The performance will take place at 7:30 in Roxy Grove Hall, which is a part of Waco Hall on Baylor campus.
Tickets are $15 and may be purchased from the Bill Daniels Student Center website.
One health note this week, if you suffer from chronic pain, the Area Agency on Aging and First Presbyterian Church invite you to participate in a free chronic pain self-management program that starts this week. The program will meet once a week for 6 weeks on Thursday mornings from 9:30 to noon. Topics will include, among others, understanding treatment options and pain medications, communicating with family, friends, and health professionals, and dealing with problems such as frustration, isolation, and poor sleep. The program is free, but you must register in advance. To register, contact the Area Agency on Aging.
Just for fun, you and your favorite pup are invited to celebrate St. Patrick's Day on Sunday afternoon at the Animal Birth Control Clinic.
Their green space will be fenced for the day, and your dog is invited to romp and play with his or her doggy friends. Bring your own picnic and green beverage to keep you and your human friends entertained.
If you're so inclined, also bring a new or gently used collar to donate to the neighborhood outreach program.
St. Patrick's Day Doggy Play Date will take place from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday afternoon at the Animal Birth Control Clinic, which is located at 3238 Clay Avenue, just off of Valley Mills Drive, catty corner from Katie's Custard.
Okay, plenty of things to do in and around town this week.
You can see the full calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org.
And hear an extended version of this conversation at kwbu.org.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
Catty corner, get it? Catty corner, to get that?